time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it's tea time. Oopsie, Michael Douglas went to a Jimmy Kimmel Live, and he says, yeah, I totally got in trouble for spilling the beans about Ant-Man 3.
Just as I said it, the blowgun in the back of the neck, poof, came in like out of nowhere.
Did they tell you beforehand?
They told me, you know, but I didn't really, I forget. So, yeah, no, they were not, they politely, I mean, you know, they were, I said, yeah, no, you're not supposed to tell anybody. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That is so hard because everything has to be hush hush. He went on to also say, this is so sweet that he throws very special birthday parties for his dad, Kirk Douglas, who, by the way, is now turning 103.
All right, Spartacus. When you're 103, you're too old for a birthday party.
No, you gotta live it up, baby.
One hard blow and a candle or a surprise can take him out.
Each could be your last if you think of it that way. I just love this. Ellen surprised a couple on her show Tuesday after the woman said, hey, my parents skipped our wedding because they disapproved of our same-sex relationship.
Lastly, I could not ignore this one. It's a proposal at the Eiffel Tower. Look how beautiful that is. It says, hi, at Chrissy Teigen at the Ellen Show. My parents aren't going to attend my wedding because they don't like that I'm gay. I need someone to walk me down the aisle and someone else for a father-daughter dance. Please come. My fiancé and I would cry. Well, their names are Kate and Sarah, and they don't know this, but they're my next guests. Come on down.
I just have to thank you, because if it wasn't for someone like you, I would have never had the courage to just go out there in the public and be able to propose to my fiance. So many people don't accept that, and you've paved the way for queer women everywhere, and it's just like the most inspiring thing. Like,
oh, I just love that.
Yeah, Ellen's
is my
the
girl.
Best.
Oh, she really is. Amelia Clark is saying, hey, I was actually pressured to do all those nude scenes for Game of Thrones.
They sent me the scripts and I was reading them and it was like, oh, there's the catch. Okay, all right then. But I come fresh from drama school and was like, approach this as a job. If it's in this script, then it's clearly needed. Then this is what this is. Mm. And I'm going to make sense of it. And this is my job. And that's what I'm going to do. And everything's going to be cool.
Khaleesi,
it was cool.
I thank you, because one of my favorite scenes of Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow. Of course it was. She does say they had some drag out fights, though, over her refusal to bear all again, because they got pretty sexy, if you will.
My boyfriend said that after season one, she barely gets nude again, and it's like very noticeable, because that was also one of his favorite parts.
She was like, I'm not having it.
Yep. So I'm going to watch season one again when I get home today.
And Cardi B is opening up to Vogue about what she's learned from motherhood.
That you're never ready on time. Mm. Things don't go as you plan, never.
And what's the biggest lesson you want to teach her?
That don't worry about what people say, and to dream big and follow it.
Yes, honey. Her little girl is 16 months old, and her name is Culture.
That is going to be quite the child one day growing up.
Can you imagine Cardi as your mom?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I just can't wait to see where we are, like, I don't know, 14 or 15 years from now. It's going to be amazing. So he conveniently has left the room, but producer Porkchop, I guess his boyfriend, what are we still calling him? We're calling him Hostage Boy?
Hostage Boy.
Okay. Was mortified after finding something in Porkchop's dresser. I don't even know all the details, like what he was doing in Porkchop's dresser, but apparently Porkchop's like, no, it's not that big of a deal.
And this item that he found, I was sent a text of, and I couldn't really figure out what it even was.
Okay.
You can see a picture of it right now if you go to our Twitter at Joe McKenzie.
All right. It's Joe McKenzie. We will figure this out, and I'll be back in less than 10 minutes here on Radio Now.